Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn Ilm-e-Deen. A moment spent in learning Ilm-e-Deen is better than the nafli ibadat of whole day and whole night. The topic which we are going to discuss is very important and it is regarded as one third of the deen, and that is your niyat, your intention. Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, actions are based upon intention. For every person is that for what he has intended. Whoever's migration is for Allah and for his Rasul, his migration is for Allah and for his Rasul. And whoever's migration is for this world, for dunya, or for a woman with whom he wants to conduct nikah, so his migration is towards it, for what he has intended, for what he has planned. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, we learn from this beautiful hadith mubarakah that thawab of actions is based upon intentions. Whoever will perform any action for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be successful in this dunya and in the hereafter. And whoever will perform an act for the sake of this world, for the dunya, he will not attain any reward or any blessing or any thawab. Rather, this action can become a calamity for him in many situations. For example, if a person performs an act of ibadat with the intention of showing off, then this will earn him sin and he'll be punished for that. So therefore, this act of goodness apparently performed with bad intention is a reason for calamity and punishment. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu and many other scholars have said that this hadith of niyat is one third of our deen. Hazrat Allama Badruddin Muhammad bin Ahmad Al-Aini radiallahu ta'ala anhu says in the chapter of Niyat, commandments of Islam are fulfilled in three ways. One is through words, qawl. Number two is through actions. And number three is through intentions, through niyats. Therefore, niyat is one third of Islam. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Dawood alayhi rahmatullahi al-wadood, he says that four hadiths are enough for the person, if person can practice upon these four ahadith. Number one is al-amalu bin niyat, that actions are based upon intentions. And number two, al-halalu bayyinun wal-haramu bayyinun, that haram is explained, haram is apparent, and halal is also apparent and explained. Number three, min husni islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, that this is from the beauty of Islam of a person, that he leaves useless things, useless activities, useless talks. And number four, la yakunu al mu'minu mu'minan hatta yarda li akhihi ma yardahu li nafsihi, that a person cannot be an excellent believer until he likes for his brother what he likes for himself. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that there are 70 doors of fiqh in this hadith mubarakah, this hadith of niyat which is mentioned in the beginning. Niyat is that what you intend firmly in your heart. It can be of anything, good things or bad things. And when we intend for ibadat, in our shariat it is called niyat. So niyat is very well used word and more commonly used word when we do ibadat. Tajdari Madina sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that some people would be given sealed booklets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, leave this particular booklet and accept this particular booklet. And these booklets would be of accountability. The angels will say, O Allah Azza wa Jal, we take oath of your dignity and your honor. We see good in it. Allah Azza wa Jal, who knows more than everything and more than everyone, he will say, these actions were for other than me. Today I will only accept those actions which are performed for my pleasure and for my sake. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reports that the angels would be taking deeds of a bondsman from amongst the bondsmen of Allah Azza wa Jal till they will reach wherever they could reach in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send revelation to them. You are appointed to write the deeds of my bondsman, and I am aware of his heart. This person was not sincere doing his actions. He was not doing it for my pleasure, for my sake. Therefore, put him in Sijjin. Sijjin is a place which is under the seventh earth, which is made to imprison the shaitan and his soldiers. So his name should be written amongst those people who are going into Sijjin. And likewise, angels would be taking somebody's actions, thinking that his actions are bad or of lower category or less or little, till they will reach in the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal wherever they could reach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send wahi to them that you were appointed to write the deeds of my bondsmen, and I'm aware of their hearts. This person was sincere to do actions for me. He did his actions for my pleasure. Therefore, put him into Illiyin. And Illiyin is a station above the seventh heaven under the Arsh, which is made for the pious people. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that people of this ummah are of four types. Number one, the one that whom Allah has given knowledge and wealth, and they spend their wealth where the wealth should have been spent, in its proper place. And number two, the one who is given knowledge but was not given wealth. But he says, if I had wealth with me, I would have spent in the right place like so and so spends at the right place. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that both will get the equal thawab. Even though one person is spending money and other person is only keeping intention, but thawab is equal. And number three is that person who is given wealth but not knowledge. Allah gave him wealth, but he learned no knowledge. And because of his ignorance, he spent his money on useless things. He wastes his money. And then number four is that person who does not have knowledge and who does not have wealth. But he says that if I had wealth, then I would be spending like this person, the one who's spending on useless things. So these two are equal in sin. So we understand from this hadith mubarakah that our niyat, our intention plays a big role. Aqaidu Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the one who intends to do the good deed, but he is unable to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes full good deed in his book of deeds, as if he has done it, he has committed it, and he got the thawab of that. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, people of Jannat will go to Jannat because of their niyats, and the people of Jahannam will go to Jahannam because of their niyats. Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Husayni al-Zabidi radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes in his famous book, اتحافُ السَّادَةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ شَرْحُ إِحْيَاءِ عُلُومِ الدِّينِ. He explains the call of Hazrat Imam Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Azza wa Jal will not keep anyone in paradise because of his actions. Rather, he will keep him in paradise permanently because of his intention. If a person went to Jannat because of his amal, then He should have stayed in Jannat according to the limit of his action, or maybe double the time of his action. And thereafter, he should have been taken out from Jannat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him according to his intention. Because he intended that up to whatever time I'm going to live in this dunya, I will obey Allah Azza wa Jal. But the death put an end to his action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the reward of his niyat. So he qualifies to stay in Jannat permanently. Similarly is the matter of disbeliever, that he is not put into Jahannam according to the size of his action. Otherwise he would have been taken out from Jahannam after a while. But he is put permanently in Jahannam because of his evil intentions. Because this was his intention, that he would remain on kufr forever. He never accepted hidayat. He mocked at the correct beliefs and iman and aqidah. So because of his evil niyat, he is going to be in Jahannam forever. It is mentioned that there was a person from Bani Israel, and at the time of drought, he looked at the heap of sand and he said, "Wish this was wheat. I would have given to people as sadaqah." Allah Azza wa Jal sent wahi on the Nabi of that time that informed this person that his sadaqah is accepted. Because you made good intention of giving a big heap of wheat in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is now written in your book of deeds that you have given so much wheat as charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that behtareen action, the best action, is that one should refrain from haram things and to have true and sincere intention in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the best actions. And also, it is the experience of the pious people that person gets help due to his sincere intention. The one who has more ikhlas, more sincerity in his action, he will attain more help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very important that when we start any action, any dini work particularly, our intention must be clear and correct, and it should be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote to Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz alayhi rahmatullah al-majid that, "Remember, indeed, person receives help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to his intention. Whoever's intention is pure, kamil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him complete help. And if somebody has shortcoming in his niyat, he gets less help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want more help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must have more ikhlas and more sincerity in your actions." Many ulama ikram, they have said regarding Amir Ahli Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiya, that his work, his Dawat Islami became so successful, his work increased so much because his ikhlas was great. He was sincere and his niyat was kamil and complete and good. So this is true that we find in the literature of our pious predecessors, they believed in this, that person gets great success due to the ikhlas, the niyat. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullah al-wali, he says, niyats are the pillars of deeds, of actions. Action is needy of niyat, because action becomes good or bad because of niyat. So on its own, action is not good or bad. Action becomes good or bad because of good niyat or bad niyat. Hazrat Sayyidina Dawood Ta'i rahmatullah ta'ala says, a person whose intention is of taqwa, but then for some reasons his organs of body got engaged in the affairs of dunya, he would still get reward of good action because of good niyat, good intention that he made. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, therefore we should always make good intentions before doing any good deed, good action. Our predecessors, they used to learn the knowledge of intention. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the early people, they would learn about the niyat as they would learn about the action. And some ulama ikram have said that learn about niyat before you learn an action. And when you stay on good intention, you would stay on the path of goodness. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, we learned that amal, the actions, are based upon niyat. So your action qualifies according to your niyat. If your niyat is good, your action is good. And if your niyat is evil, your action is evil. And we also learned that for every good deed, for every good action, we must make good niyats, so we can get complete thawab and our thawab can increase as well. And we learned that any action performed in which the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is not intended, that can become a trouble or a calamity. And we also learned that niyat is an ibadat on its own. Good niyat is an ibadat on its own, and action is dependent upon the niyat. Therefore, it is very important to learn about niyats, the importance of niyat, the knowledge of niyat. Alhamdulillah, in the mahal of Dawat Islami, this topic is also revived. This branch of knowledge is also revived, that much emphasis has been put upon niyat. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do good niyats, good intentions, and perform our actions with good intentions solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam.